It's probably not the most potent by numbers out there, but it is well tolerated. You know, the main toxicities are some skin rash and perhaps some mild diarrhea. So this is an active
hypertension.
Hypertension, but not nearly at the levels that you see with some of the other small molecule tyrosine kinase inhibitors. But yes, you can see a mild bit of hypertension. The one thing that's dogged this drug from the very beginning is it produces some QTC prolongation, which, again, you know, we've tested and studied probably close to 100 patients at MD Anderson and never had a major problem because of that. But it requires a good deal of monitoring, and you have to look at the concomitant drugs you have someone on when you're following QTC.
How about hemoptysis?
There have been reported occasional cases of hemoptysis, but never to the point with this drug that there's been an exclusion of squamous cell patients from the trials. So it's been used in both adeno and squamous cell patients.